This is KGOU, which serves the Oklahoma City Metro at 105.7 and 106.3 FM. Last week, the insurance industry group Genworth released an annual report that showed returns for home health care in Oklahoma fell in 2015 compared to previous years. That's related to a nationwide trend of rising home care costs as Medicare providers try to keep chronically ill patients out of hospitals. The Journal Record's managing editor, Adam Brooks, is back with us, as he is most Fridays, to try to explain that disparity. He joins me from his office in downtown Oklahoma City. Adam, your reporter Sarah Terry Kobo talked with the owner of one home health care facility, and he said even with the boom in treating people with diabetes, congestive heart failure, and other chronic diseases at home or in assisted living facility rather than a hospital, that doesn't necessarily mean Oklahoma companies are seeing higher returns.
Right. You know, you talked about that Genworth study, and what it found was that the costs are going up in all healthcare segments in Oklahoma, and for home healthcare, it rose 2.5% over the last year, and that was double the national rate. We did talk to Hank Ross of Ross Home Health, and he said that actually one of his problems is finding aides because he can't really increase wages because he can't raise prices that much because of the fixed nature of government payments. And for him and others in the industry, that's leading to lower profits.
And some of that government money goes into what's called the Advantage Waiver Program, which is basically a voucher for home care instead of nursing homes for patients who qualify. So it seems like there are options, but given Oklahoma's budget situation, are these home health care businesses in trouble?
It's a little bit tough, but long term, they're probably okay. The Medicare eligible population is expected to double by 2030. Ross is expanding his business so that he can get a share of that money. Really, the whole industry sees this as a growing market. In fact, the expansion might be causing part of the problems now, because as everybody increases their business to get their share of this money, that the price drops for patients. There's just a little bit too much supply in some cases.
I want to move on from where people live to where people put their things, especially when they downsize. A couple of months ago, the Wall Street Journal had a feature story about luxury storage units. Some of these have kitchens, wood floors, seating areas, almost nicer than my apartment. And there's one developer who's trying to bring this concept to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, this is Chris Carlson, and he wants to start a company called Garage Condos. Like you said, it's luxury storage, and they even include Wi-Fi sometimes. They're not looking for, you know, dusty boxes of elementary school awards. They're looking for people who have vintage vehicles or boats or RVs that they need to store. He thinks it's perfect for them. And one of the differences between traditional storage is that people would buy these units rather than rent them. Based on the size, they envision prices ranging from $70,000 all the way up to $225,000.
You know, maybe I'm having a hard time envisioning this because of my parents' storage unit in Dallas. That's a repository for my sisters and my childhood. You mentioned the dusty elementary school awards. But is there a market for this? I know you have a story in this morning's paper about luxury home prices being down. Has it worked elsewhere?
There's a company called GarageTown USA. They have 15 locations in the U.S. and Canada, so it does seem to work. And there's some other things that Garage Condos plans to add. They want to have a central clubhouse with a kitchen so car clubs can hold meetings and things like that. And also, the company plans to offer financing, but one real estate executive we talked to said that people who can afford these cars probably can afford to pay for the storage outright.
Adam Brooks is the managing editor of the Journal Record, and he joins me each Friday to discuss the week's business news. Adam, we always appreciate your time.
Thank you.
The Business Intelligence Report is part of KGOU's collaboration with the Journal Record. We have links to these stories online at kgou.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at KGOU News and at Journal Record. And you can find the work of the reporter who covered these stories, Sarah Terry Kobo, on Twitter as well. She tweets at JRSarahTC.